Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Jeff Mocco, the co-owner of Mocco Floors in Wisconsin with six doors and of Hattinger Floors in Fort Myers. Jeff, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Kemp. How about you?
I'm pretty good. This is a crazy world we're living in. I think a lot has changed in the business environment in the last several days, and I thought I'd talk to you about how you're handling this. I mean, you're a business owner, and at this time when things like this happen, business owners also become advisors to our employees and to our family. So tell us what's going on with your business.
Well, I agree with you 100%. We actually had a meeting last week with our managers, and we basically told them the same thing, that at this point, what we need is good, consistent leadership, calm and steady hands, and no panic is just not helpful to us, to our clients, to anybody. So that's what we started with. We said, you know, folks, let's all be even keeled. But then basically we set up a protocol, like I'm sure everybody has. We check everybody in the morning. We ask specifically all our installers, every salesperson, anybody, how you feeling? Everybody feeling okay today? No fevers, no, you know, anybody that has anything that they're concerned about. And if anybody said they're not feeling well, we don't let them come in.
Yeah.
Then we are, it's very difficult now because it's hard to find some of these products, but we're setting up our trucks. We've got about 80 trucks, so half of those are going into people's homes, and half of them are doing commercial work. So we're trying to set all those trucks up with wipes, and then our protocol, of course, is that our installers greet the customer at the door, explain to them that everybody feels fine, that there's no illnesses on our end, that they do have wipes, they're going to disinfect anything that they touch, and ask the homeowner, is everybody feeling okay in the home? Because, you know, our installers are in the same boat. They don't want to go into someone's house that's ill. So at this point, that protocol seems to be working pretty decent. We increase the amount of cleanings in our stores. Again, like everybody else, we wipe things down multiple times a day. But most importantly, what we tried to stress with the folks is you're probably a lot better off to just get your information from the CDC versus television. And there's a little precedent set here, and I don't know if you remember this or not, Kemp, but when the swine flu hit back in 2009, our group, the NFA, was on our conference in Mexico.
I remember.
And I was the president at the time, so I had to kind of oversee what we were doing. And we had the fortunate advantage down there to not have the local 24/7 news. So basically what I did was every morning I contacted the CDC, told them we had 250 Americans and, you know, we're down here in Mexico. What should we do? So they gave us the details. Here's what's going on. Here's where it is. Here's what you guys need to do. So we had a morning briefing with the CDC. And then we'd inform our group and say, okay, folks, here's the scoop. You know, there's cases here, cases there. At this point, everybody's fine. We're doing good. The CDC does not recommend going home. Everything's fine. Mm-hmm. And we finished on with the meeting. This go-around, I tried to do the same with our staff, saying, folks, you know, how long does it take CNN or Fox to tell you how many people have this disease and how many people have died from it and wash your hands?
Yeah.
After that, they're on for 24 hours a day. So after that, it's 23 hours and 45 minutes of how do we fill this time?
Right.
And, you know, so some folks said, yep, they understood. But unfortunately, the hype and the fear and the panic is just out of this world. So anyway, those are some of the practical things we're doing. Now, we are some of the or out-of-the-box things. We are setting up a virtual store, which is kind of neat. We practiced with it yesterday, where we're going to we have iPads in each store, and we're going to ask our customers if they want to Skype us or if they want to FaceTime us.
Yeah.
And then our designers in the store will be able to see their home, get an idea of the fixtures and things that they have, what they're keeping, what they're not, and then be able to walk through the store with the iPad in their hand and the camera, obviously, and say, great, Mrs. Jones, you're looking for this type of grayish carpet and your traffic is this. We've got a sale on this one and this one and this one, and actually show them the items. And then if the consumer wants, we'll send a sample to their house. We don't even have to go in. You know, we'll leave it at the door if that's what they want, or we'll ship it from the mill. Mm-hmm. And if they feel more comfortable, we'll measure or we'll do it, you know, at a later date.
Yeah.
Now, we also are working with a major vendor on a promotion, a virtual promotion. Very excited about this, and I can't give you all the details because it's not ready to roll out, but it's a major online promotion with a vendor. Same scenario. They can go on the website, take a look at items and pictures, request samples. We contact them. Samples are sent to their home, and then if they feel comfortable, we come out, and if they want to wait, you know, we'll wait, but we're going to offer discounted pricing for folks that will wait. So I'm not sure if that's what you were asking, but that's what we're doing so far, at least, to try to keep a lid on this hysteria.
Well, I didn't want to interrupt, but I did want to point out yesterday we ran the OSHA story They published guidance, and the number one item was most workers are at low risk.
You know, well, they are, and we need to keep telling folks that, you know, we have to keep our heads above. I'll tell you, it's getting weird, and we had a scenario yesterday. This is how odd this has become, where we got a call on one of our commercial job sites, and they said we're shutting down the site because somebody at the site had contact with someone who had tested positive for corona. Uh-huh. So, okay, fine. So we sent the man home, and, of course, we told him you're going to have to stay home for 14 days, and, you know, we'll see what's going on. At the end of the day, my brother called the GC and said, hey, just fill me in on the details, if you would, please. Right. And he said, you know, I apologize. My super went off the deep end here and overreacted.
Yeah.
And my brother said, well, what do you mean? He said, well, what happened was, and he wrote it down because it was so off the wall.
Yeah.
On the job site, the painter's wife's brother's uncle's cousin's nephew, five people away, had tested positive. And my brother said, are you kidding me? You shut down an entire job site? They said, no, we're bringing the job site back online. That was a ridiculous overreaction, and everybody's okay. But that's just how weird it's become.
All right, so you focus in three areas. You've got retail, that's store traffic, okay? You've got builder work, which is consistent. They're building homes. Those workers are going to work every day. And then you've got commercial work. So tell us, in those three sectors, I mean, do you have people coming in the store, or is that slowed down?
Well, no, we do have people coming in the store, which is great. The traffic count last Saturday in all locations, and traffic was as good as it's been in any store on Saturday at all.
Yeah.
So that part's good. Now, that could change, of course. We might see less traffic, and we've already had a couple consumers tell us that they would rather postpone their installs.
Yeah.
For us, we're fortunate, even on the retail side, we've got a huge backlog of installations. So I couldn't do an install for almost 2 months. We had our private sale a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
And so at this point, it's not going to harm us, but we'll lose, I bet you, a four-week period on sales now going forward, and that'll show up in Q2 or Q3.
All right. And the builder work, that's ongoing, right?
Absolutely no issues there, no slowdowns. Never seen it this good. You know, consumers are looking at interest rates, and the interest rates are great.
Yeah.
Construction sites are you know, not high density people, so those are going fine. The normal protocols, and same thing on the commercial sites. The only thing we noticed on the commercial sites is we do a lot of healthcare, and primarily with healthcare, any job site that required us or any worker to walk through the facility has been shut down or postponed.
Yeah.
If the site doesn't, if we work can access from the outside, that seems to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the only thing that we really noticed is, at least at this point, is retail walk-in. And other than that, though, you know, I've got enough installations to keep us busy as long as the homeowners are okay with us coming in their home.
Oh, that's great. I really appreciate the update. We should point out that the NFA did have a meeting back in Cabo this year.
Same place.
Yeah, and they've canceled it. So.
Yeah, they did. It was at the same exact resort that we were there in 2009 with the swine flu.
Right.
And, you know, I have to be honest, my wife works for Delta Airlines,
right.
So she's up to speed with exactly what they're doing, what they're not doing.
Yeah.
And what we tended to do is we follow the CDC guidelines to the letter.
Yeah.
You know, if this is what they say, that's what we do.
Yeah.
And, you know, no hype, no worry.
Yeah, exactly. All right, Jeff, thanks again. I knew you'd give us a good, stable voice of reason. So it's good to talk to you again. Been talking to Jeff Mocco, a co-owner of Mocco Floors and Hattingers down in Florida. And you've been listening to Kemphar and FloorDaily.net.